What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for this morning's look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. For the second time in less than 3 years, the mills that crush the stone in the Cobre Panama project will reduce their speed to a minimum, after the Ministry of Commerce and Industries published Resolution Number 2022-234 in the Official Gazette, in which establishes a period of 10 business days for the Minera Panama Company to present a temporary closure plan where the maintenance and care of all areas within the project is guaranteed. The closure ordered by the MICI after the mother company, First Quantum, did not sign a new contract to continue with the extraction of copper, is similar to the mandate of the Ministry of Health in April of 2020, when coronavirus infections increased within the concession of 13,000 hectares. But now there's a big difference, as it is a legal limbo with the risks of losses, the challenge of preserving the workforce, and the pressures of reaching an agreement with the Panamanian state to reach a contract that protects the concession. Daniel Esquivel, advisor to the office of the MICI, Minister Frederico Alfaro Boyd, commented that the plan that the company must present must include the cessation of mineral exports and a minimum operation of the processing plant to avoid the deterioration of the equipment. A project of this magnitude cannot be completely stopped, because that would generate a depreciation of the investment, and that is not what the government intends, he explained. In the resolution that was published on the night of Monday, the 19th of December, it is established that once notified, the company must submit the care and maintenance plan within a period of no more than 10 business days. Once the document is approved, there will be 2 business days to start executing it. The MICI advisor points out that the company should have no problems presenting the plan, because it already went through that process in 2020. In addition, he indicated that any mining project of the magnitude of the Donoso mine must have a maintenance and care sheet in the event of any force majeure event. Yesterday, the risk firm S&P Global Ratings put First Quantum Minerals B+ and issuer ratings under review, with a negative perspective due to the risk that the maintenance and care order required by the government of Panama represents for the company's finances, and that they comply with the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice of 2017, which declared Law 9 of 1997, which facilitated mining activity in Donoso, unconstitutional. The Mining Chamber of Panama maintained that the government's decision to order the closure of the commercial operations of the mine puts at risk the contribution of 4% to the gross domestic product made by the Cobre Panama project, as well as 72% of the exports of the country, which depend on the sale of copper. Esquivel, meanwhile, specified that Minera Panama has 5 business days after being notified to file a reconsideration appeal against the resolution that orders the presentation of the maintenance plan. The first judge to liquidate criminal cases, Arqueda Renteria, argued that the prescription of the criminal action decreed in favour of 337 people in the case of irregularities in the economic compensation to owners of the Red Devil-type buses occurred due to the slowness of the processing of the case. This statement is contained in Mixed Order No. 10 of the 12th of December, with which Renteria opened a criminal case and decided to prosecute 198 defendants. In the document, Renteria warned that the state of limitations implies immunity for a crime that caused a significant patrimonial damage to the state. However, she acknowledged that this investigation involved many people and therefore required multiple steps. Regarding the 198 investigated who will be prosecuted, she stated that the investigation carried out by the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office showed that the Transit and Land Transportation Authority, the ATTNT, never had a record of all the Red Devils that operated in the capital and San Miguelito. She added that this lack of control caused a debauchery that hit the Treasury. According to Renteria, the state paid in excess to bus owners who did not even provide the transportation service. She also recognised that there was a lack of action by the AT&T and the transport organisations, who had to act ex officio in the face of irregularities in the compensation process. Amongst those called to trial, there are 79 officials who worked at the AT&T, inspectors of the Comptroller's Office and the Secretariat of Goals of the Presidency of the Republic, and legal representatives of public transport service providers. In this group are, for example, the former directors of the AT&T, Jorge Ricardo Fabrega, Marcos Mora, Ventura Vega and Roberto Moreno. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Panama, Janina Tueni, and the Minister of Commerce and Industry, Frederica Alfaro Boyd, travelled to the United States on Tuesday afternoon. Tueni was due to meet yesterday in Washington with the U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, as announced in a statement. The short-term mission will allow high-ranking Panamanian officials to hold meetings in the North American country with John Hamre, President and CEO of the Center of International Strategic Studies, and with Gina Raimondo, United States Secretary of Commerce, reads the brief statement, and both ministers will return to the country today. The Collaborative Cost of Living Index of the expartisan.com platform, fed with data from immigrants and returnees living in various countries, ranks Panama City as one of the most expensive to live in Latin America. The platform that seeks to guide people who want to emigrate from one country to another collects the prices of both basic services, such as food, housing, rental, payment of children's education, clothing, footwear, transportation, care products, personal care products, to daily expenses, such as having a coffee, among others. The Expartisan report states that in Panama City, a family of four people need at least an income of $3,394 a month to pay for their basic expenses, while a person must have a salary of $1,665 also to cover their needs for rent, food, transportation services, and other needs. The cost of living in Panama is more expensive than in 88% of Latin American cities, occupying number 5 in the ranking among 32 metropolitan cities evaluated by expatriates. The first place in the list of most expensive cities to live, according to expatisan.com, is occupied by Grand Cayman in the Cayman Islands, followed by Nassau in the Bahamas, and in second place, Bridgetown in Barbados, third, and Montevideo, Uruguay, fourth. After Panama City, which ranks fifth, is San Jose in Costa Rica. And that's in sixth place. Santiago de Chile also appears as seventh place among the most expensive cities, followed by Guatemala City in rank 8, Caracas in Venezuela 9th, and Monterrey in 10th place. The data presented by the platform indicates that the cost of living in Panama is 102% more expensive than in Bogota, and is more or less the same as in San Jose, Costa Rica. When compared to Medellin, Panama City is 84% more expensive. In fact, Panamanians usually travel to Colombia, and specifically to Medellin and Bogota, as an economical alternative to vacation, because the exchange differential makes it an affordable destination. For example, a meal from the executive menu of the day in an expensive area in Panama could cost at least $17. In Bogota, that same menu costs 31,645 pesos, which at an exchange rate of 4,763 pesos per dollar, that was on December the 21st, would be about $6.64. Having a cappuccino in expensive area of Panama City, such as Costa del Este or the banking area, that can cost you $5.46. In Bogota, it would cost 9,762 pesos. That's $2. The rent for an 85 square meter furnished apartment in the expensive area of Panama City, taking into account that the calculation is made by expatriates who come to work in the country, would average $1,270, while in Colombia it costs 3,070,000 pesos, and calculate that in dollars, that would come to $644 per month. Another comparison is made with the cost of fuel. A litre, that's a quarter a gallon of gasoline, in Panama City costs $1.28, while in Bogota it's 2,829 pesos. Guess what? That's only 59 cents. That's it. There's something to cheer you all up. That's bringing us to the end of our look of look for today. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.